Waking up has never felt so good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast. Bendigo
Triple A. Gee, already Wednesday into this week. Elmore Field Day's day two. I think Billy Billings, our morning announcer, is out there, isn't he?
Yeah, we're taking you live to live. Elmore Field Days from live, 9 man. This morning.
We go live, man. Yeah.
Bill Zoe. He's very excited because he's never been to the Elmore Field Days.
He doesn't get out much, does he?
No, he doesn't. He'll be in his element. He'll be like a pig in poo. Hey, plenty of local stuff happening, including a kangaroo pet food trial that's now going to become permanent. Oh, I'm not happy with that.
You've become right into the... You've become a
vegan.
I don't know what you've become. But anyway, more
an
soon.
An activist.
Hey, The kangaroos. Yeah, you've been talking about it since the news was on before.
Well, yes, because Sharon has got it in our local news this morning. I didn't actually know that they were doing a trial here, Cogs, in regards to kangaroos being culled but being used for pet food. So they've been doing the trial for who knows how long, but it's over now. And they made the announcement yesterday that the program is going to be permanent. So basically designated, and I would imagine registered shooters, will be able to kill up to 3,000 kangaroos in the North Central District up until December. And that's on some sort of quota system. So, so that's what's going to be happening. And as I said, I didn't know there was a trial in place. I understand that kangaroos are up in numbers and they do multiply very quickly, but I just think, oh, it's so sad.
It is when you put it like that, because we see pictures of the kangaroos and they're quite cute.
There's
a lot of kangaroos about, and if you've ever hit one, you feel bad by hitting it. But having said that, it is a scary, scary thing. Not their fault. They're just doing what they think's right.
Exactly. They're just living life. They don't know how to live it.
There's just a
any
lot
other
them.
Way than hopping around.
You know, it's no different overseas. If you watch those shows, on the digital channels like Seven, Mate, or whatever, they have that swamp show where they go out and they cull crocodiles and things overseas. So they have permits. They say, well, we can't keep, there's going to be crocodiles everywhere. We need 100 and something culled. That's what they do, and there'd be no different to this.
I know, and it's like the Japanese killing whales as well, even though I find that ridiculous. But yeah, it is the way that it needs to go. I understand that, but it's just sad.
Gee, listen to you.
I don't think I'd ever feed kangaroo to my pets either. It's no way. Have you ever eaten kangaroo, actually?
We're on the subject. Look, to be honest with you, when people say, if no one said anything, you'd go, no, that wasn't bad. But I remember having it and thinking, I didn't feel right about that. And it made me feel yucky and going, oh. Anyway.
Were you jumping a lot afterwards?
I was, yeah. I hopped to the dunny and off I went.
It's that time, are you? Crank it up. Crank the bloody thing up, are you?
Gee whiz, definitely.
Where's Joke Wednesday?
It is time. Now, Cogs, I don't know if you've heard this. You're a man that's pretty much across everything here in town.
I try hard.
Yeah, you do. Did you hear about the kidnapping at the Kennington Primary School yesterday?
Oh, no, don't tell us stuff like that.
Well, look, it was all okay. He woke up when the bell went.
Oh, no. See? Right, okay. What have
good.
I got? Vegan said to me that people who sell meat are disgusting. There was a group of them.
Yeah.
They said, people who sell bloody meat are disgusting. And I said, what? And they said, they are. And I said, well, I tell you what. I said, people who sell fruit and vegetables are grosser.
Oh.
Grosser.
You get it. I actually thought that was funny. So an 80-year-old man, Cogs, from here in town, Eagle Hawk, let's say, he goes for a physical. Goes to see his doctor for the physical. And all of his tests come back with normal results. And the doc says to him, George, because his name is George from Eagle and Hawk, George, everything looks great. How are you doing mentally and emotionally? Are you at peace with God? And wow. George says, God and I are tight. He knows I have poor eyesight, so he's fixed it. So when I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, poof, the light goes on. And when I finish, poof, the light goes off. Wow, that's incredible, says the doc. A little later in the day, the doc decides to call George's wife, Ethel. So he calls up Ethel and he says, hey, Ethel, George is doing fine, but I just have to call you because I'm in awe of his relationship with God. Is it true that he gets up during the night and poof, the light goes on in the bathroom, and when he's done, poof, the light goes off? And Ethel goes, oh, my God, he's pissing in the fridge again.
I wondered where that was going. I was in the shoe shop, Sandy's shoe shop at Sports Go yesterday, and the assistant to Sandy said, try these shoes, try them on, they were too tight. And she said, just try it with a tongue out. So I said, it's no good, that's still too tight. It's so sad. Worst joke Wednesday.
I was halfway doing a poll for our Triple M Facebook page because they got out of hand.
Oh, they have, yeah. They've increased. They've multiplied.
Anyway, we'll bring it up soon because there's some stats there. I read it before, something like from 2,000 to 20,000. I'm not... I'll check that anyway. Yeah, before I do
it. Oh, wow. All right, yeah, that's smart. So what I actually wanted to ask you about, Cox, because we've got time now, let's chat.
Okay, you what
had,
do you want to chat?
Oh. No, you had your first official Let's Chat gathering last night at the library.
We did.
How did it go?
Good. Yeah, it was. There was a few there. I mean, at the end of the day, it's not about so many people getting there. It's about the fact that if we can help one person, that's what it's about. We had the doc, my mate, Doc Sharma. It was pretty good, but there was a lot of things we found out about mental health and a lot of people don't know, because when you go to the doctor, what happens? You know, you get 10 free sessions. Mental health sessions by a counsellor or psychologist when
really?
You go to the doctor if you're qualified for it, obviously, if you've got issues.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that. And it normally takes you 4 or 5 to, you know, really get into it, but 10's a lot.
Yeah. So that's thanks
the
to the government.
Plan. Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, does it matter, though, how much you're earning? Like, if you're on $100,000 a year?
I don't think so. I think it's a mental health plan. I don't think it discriminates.
Yeah, okay.
But again...
Gee, that is really interesting, isn't it? Oh, wow.
It was great. We had Headspace with Hayley Kennedy and the crew there. That was good too. But we're going to do it every week. And for the people that were there, if they only got one thing out of it, that's the key.
Oh, for sure.
So we spoke for about 45 minutes. But
I think
there's a lot of... My gut feeling with mental health is there's a lot of people who go, look, I won't go because then someone will say he's got or she's got a problem.
Yeah, that's still there. That's right. It has to go.
I couldn't care less who you are, what you are in regards to what you do for a living. I mean, I do care who you are, by the way. I don't care if you're the Queen of England. It doesn't matter. You still, people still suffer. And get along. No one's going to, you know, go, oh, look at him. We're all in the same boat.
Mm.
So
well, it's so rife. Like, I don't know what the stats are. You'll be more up with it than me. Okay, yeah. Mm. So you're right. Please, if you do suffer or you think you're suffering, just get along to one of these sessions if you can, because...
they're free.
Yeah, exactly. And it's always good to walk forward and not back.
And the other one we're doing next Wednesday is to do with a... And we'll do a lot of people who have suffered, who have come through it, have tips that they have used to get through the depression, anxiety angle of mental health. So that'll be good next week. It'll be the same next Wednesday, in fact, but I'll let you know. But again, if you get something out of it, and a few did last night with the doc, great.
Yeah.
That's the key.
Absolutely.
You got to get it out there. You got to chat. Hence the I'll tell you this now. And look, you're going to put your head down. The name Let's Chat Mental Health Awareness and Suicide Prevention came from you.
Yes.
You came up with that name,
surprise,
not me.
Surprise, surprise.
I said, I need a name for this. And you went, Let's Chat. Hey, hang on.
Well, it's a term that you use all the time.
Let's chat.
So it was very fitting.
Yeah. But, we'll keep doing it. And again, there'll be some tape that'll be on social media for some of the questions we posed last night. And you'll get a taste of just what was said. Mental health.
Right.
We've got to get into
the situation
it. According to reports, that bats have escalated in Rosie Park. If you've been down there, you would possibly know that. You see them at night as they fly over wherever they fly to. I think, like the ibis at Lake Aruna, who just stunk the joint out and they took over that island. And well done to the city of Greater Bendigo at the time, because Deb, who was in charge, I'm not sure if Deb's still in charge, they come up with a plan and move them on. Now,
Where did they move them to, do you know?
I don't know how it happened, but they did a great job.
All right.
So it's all right to say, yeah, but we need wildlife. I understand that. But when it gets to the stage where it's stinky, smelly, and it's horrible and doesn't really do anything for your town, well, then you've got a problem, particularly at Lake Aruna and Roslyn Park.
Well, I actually think that the bats in Roslyn Park, even though they have ballooned, numbers have ballooned, they're saying they've ballooned from an estimated 2,000 to 20,000 in recent months. That's amazing. But I actually think they're a good tourist attraction.
Oh, please.
And I say that because on Sunday just gone, I had a wonderful friend of mine called Mamiko come visit me from Melbourne, her and her husband. And hubby was sick, unfortunately, on the Sunday. So Mamiko and myself and the two boys went for a little look around Bendigo, and the park was one of the places that we went to. they climbed the big tower, and they loved it, by the way. But I digress. When they saw the bats, they were just like, oh, my goodness, look at that. And the boys were mesmerized, and we took photos, and we stood under the trees, and we watched them fly. Gee, they're big whoppers, aren't they? But I just remember thinking, wow, I've never appreciated these bats before. I mean, I've seen them.
Appreciated them.
Not so much in the daylight. I've seen them flying overhead at night, but never in the day. And I was like, wow.
So you're thinking maybe
get rid of the... Great tourist attraction. Great tourist attraction. I am serious.
Get rid of the tram, cross the road from the fountain. Get rid of that. Put a big bat there then. When people come, oh, they're bloody bats. They're into their bats. You seriously, it's all right to see them for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, one day.
It could be called the botanical gardens.
Right. Anyway.
That's quite smart.
Sure. They stink, all right, and there's lots of them and they're wrecking trees. So I don't know if there's any. Go for a walk past Rosie Park and tell me
how it smells to high heaven. I could not smell them.
Well, you need to get your sinuses checked.
I've heard you go, I've got a really, really good sense of smell, thank you very much. And I've heard you bang on before about how much they smell, but I really could not smell them at all.
13, 27, 10. Tell me whether or not the bats where they hang out, Rosie Park, stinks. Just tell me. Just to confirm that maybe I've lost my senses because it smells to high heaven as far as I'm concerned.
Wait till it gets creek. Hot.
It's not the creek. The creek is stinks anyway, but not that kind of smell.
Oh, I don't think these bats smell. Anyway, I think that they should stay, but what I think is that the city of Greater Bendigo or whoever should build them bat trees, like wooden trees.
Are we on?
Yes. Don't say that. So that they're not harming our trees, because that's one of the issues at the moment. So
I don't know if you've noticed, they've got wings. They're going to make a big net for them. That would be cool.
No, but they could just build like fake trees for them, is what I'm saying. So they can still live there, but not hurt our trees and be a tourist attraction.
Whatever she's on this morning, you and I'll get some of that, I reckon.
Oh, don't go there.
Seriously,
I'm serious. I am serious.
No, you've lost it.
No, I haven't.
No, you have. All right, here's the survey, and 78% are saying it. Well, the question is, are the bats in Rosie Park the next to be moved on after numbers have escalated? 78% have said, oh, yes. 22% have said, nope, they're great.
Well, according to reports today, they're not going to be moved on yet.
Jump on that survey too, if you could, and let us know what you think. Maybe we could move them over Quarry Hill Way, some of the bats, and see how you go.
Bring that on. I'll be fine. The banks. Okay, so the Reserve Bank yesterday, as we expected, another rate cut. They slashed the interest rate by 0.75%. Now, I'm no economist, but there are some winners and some losers. Obviously, people with a home loan or looking at purchasing a home for the first time will be winners. Anyone who wants a job, apparently, will also be a winner, as employment opportunities will increase. Now, the losers are COGS, people that have money stuck away in the bank because, as you would expect, your interest on your Josh is going to be lower.
Well, it will be, yeah.
And
absolutely.
Also losers will be people planning any overseas trips because the rate cut apparently has contributed to the Aussie dollar falling.
I don't understand any of that, but you do, which is good.
Yeah, well, I sort of do. I do a little bit of research when I can. But, yeah, some good news and some bad news. Now, at this stage, a couple of banks have made some rate cuts in line. They haven't passed on the full.
Of course they haven't.
Yes, as you would expect. Not quite sure what the Bendigo Bank has done as yet either. But look, home rates now are looking around 3.3%, which is just incredible. Because you'd remember when they were 17%.
Geez, in the late 80s, it went crazy, didn't it, after that it was a recession or something weird, or whatever.
Crash.
What was it? The crash, sorry, 87. So, yeah, it was 17, 18%. I think it got up to 21%.
Wow.
Which is mad compared to what it is today.
3.3% is just unbelievable.
Just push your bank. Ring them up and don't be abusive. I know I would be, but don't lower yourself to my standard, but certainly ask the question.
Oh, yeah, fight for it. And
hey,
if they're
what's
not
going
to
on?
Give it to you, go to another bank.
A lot of mucking around, isn't it? Going to another bank.
Yeah, it is, but I tell you what, if you're going to save thousands of dollars, then you'd want to do it.
The great debate, do the bats stink in Bendigo? Oh, yeah, we look after the big subjects here at Triple M. If you think they stink, because you don't.
No, I haven't smelt them at all.
13, 27, 10, we'll chat about it after this. So the bats in town, the polls on the Triple M Facebook page, it's to do whether or not they should be moved on. The numbers have escalated. But the question you and I asked was whether or not the buggers stink.
And
you
I
don't think they do.
No, not at all.
Wendy, what are you thinking?
Oh, look, they stink really bad. Dad.
Thank you.
I come home from work at late at like 10 o'clock at night, and especially when it rains, the smell coming through that fountain towards White Elk is terrible. Oh.
Yep.
Well, but what's the smell like? Can you liken it to anything?
Have you smelled poo before?
No, I don't make a habit of smelling poo.
I don't know if you've noticed, but anyone, whether it's a bird or whatever that has a poo, it's got a smell to it, and it's never good.
It's a smell all of its own.
Yeah, great.
All right, Wendy. Well, I haven't smelt it, and I'm glad about that.
I mean, you need to go down and have a whiff. It's Wendy said. Right. It's even worse, Wendy, on hot days.
Oh, it would be. But that when it rains.
Yeah, not good. Agree. And look, let's see what the poll says to move them on. I don't know how you do it. It's obviously a very hard thing to do. Somebody would have done it because you can Google everything these days. So Google how you get rid of bats.
Cogger, I thought they tried to actually move them on a couple of years ago.
I think they may have, but I think it was stopped by the fact that we said, well, hang on, it's not a bad thing. But when it's gone from allegedly a 2,000 to 20,000, Wendy, it is a problem.
That is a absolutely.
Yeah, it's huge. But let's see. Someone else will know more than what I do, and hopefully we get a resolution. And in the meantime, as you drive past, Wendy, like I will, just hold our noses.
And everything else.
Australia versus Japan, the baseball's here. Well, in fact, they'll be here today, but this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday at Strathfield. So now, Australia versus Japan, the Australian side is quite easy, and I've got to do some commentary and stuff on it, Kylie. So I thought today if I could just run some of these names beside you, to you, I should say.
Well, I can't speak Japanese, so I'm not the person to be able to tell you whether you're right or wrong, but anyway.
So these names are easy. Jess Maslin, Laura Wagner, Rachel Higgins.
Are they Japanese?
No.
Oh, they're the Aussies. Right. I was going to say, what's going on there?
Abby McClellan, Genevieve Beacom, that's probably one of the harder ones. Amy Collins. They're all good. Now, let me give you the first five names of the Japan side. You ready for this?
Yep, okay.
Zero, because they like the zero these days, the basketballers and all that, and the baseballers.
Mm-hmm.
Masudo Hara.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll give this to you in a sec so you can check it to make sure I'm not making this up. Yeah. Number one, Nakia Arika. Number 52, Nakaya Yama Asuza. Yep. Number 42, Aikuu Takara. What are you laughing at?
Aikuu?
Not you. Aikuu. Number 51, Nishikado Minori. And number 39, Hashimoto Maku.
Oh, I think that one was your best one.
Yeah, all right. So you try all and right. pronounce them then. There you go. The first five.
Okay. Masuda Haru, Nakaya Arika, Nakayama Asuzu.
You don't have to say it like
Nishikado Minori. I think I did better than you.
Do you speak in another language? Do you speak Japanese or do you speak another language? We'll come up with something for you to say. What can we do?
We want to hear from you in your language that you can speak other than Australian or other than English. I should say. Cogo has a big nose.
Oh, that's just humorous, isn't it? Hey?
Well, hang on. I'm putting me down as well. And Kylie is a midget.
That is funny and true.
13, 20, 17. Can you speak another language?
One of the two.
And, yeah, you need to pick which phrase you'd like to say. Cogo has a big nose or Kylie is a midget.
Because a lot of people can speak Spanish. Can you speak another language?
Yeah, can snacka noge.
What's that?
That was Norwegian.
Oh, wow. I can speak Greek, but you know that I can't say
those
words on the radio.
No, that's right. They're naughty words.
Naughty
You'd get arrested for them.
Anyway, see how we go. If you speak another language, love to hear from you.
It would be higgly.
What?
That would be good in Norwegian. 13, 20, 7, 10.
What's Kogo's got a big nose in Norwegian?
The honka. No, that was so wrong. I don't know what nose is in.
Right, unfortunately. Hey, so we don't want the Aussie saying because I've got to talk Japanese
names. Yeah. So you've got to commentate a baseball game this weekend.
Japan.
V Australia.
Because I have been practicing.
Oh, yeah, okay.
There might be one or two more that I'll give you.
All right.
Just to see if I'm going all right. Number 70 is Yokoya Mitsu Haru. Yeah?
Not bad.
19 is Hamamoto Mitsu Haru. They'd be related, wouldn't they? Oh, it's the manager and the coach. Of course they're related.
I was just going to say, did you read that name again? Because it sounds exactly the same.
Hashimoto Mayumi is team staff. That's easy.
I still think I do it better. Just well,
you probably
quickly
do. What do you want to go and do
me?
Yourself? You can come with me.
Nakashima Risa, Nadamantara Rika, Andona Yumi, Hoshimoto Mayuma.
You just made that up.
I did not. So we are asking you, can you speak another language? And we'd like you to say, in that other language, whatever it is, Coggo has a big nose and Kylie is a midget. As we go to 13:27:10. Morning, Sally.
Sally.
Good morning.
So, Sal, what language can you speak?
I can speak a little bit of Dutch.
Rightio. Now, how did you learn Dutch?
Well, I was lucky enough to be an exchange student when I was young, when I was 16.
Ooh, yeah.
And then I went on a little bit more study in year 12.
And that was here in Bendigo?
It was in Ballarat, actually.
Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, well, that's just up the road.
Yeah.
That's all right. All right, Sal. So, Dutch. Coggo has a big nose. Hit us with it.
This will be humorous.
Coggo has a grote nose.
A gross nose. Yeah, you're probably right.
And Kylie is in kleine
meter. I am
inclined
a
to do a lot of things, Sal, don't worry.
I actually don't know that. I can't remember the word for midget, so it's just a little girl.
That'd be right. Where's my lollipop? Hey, thanks, Sal. Love it. Good stuff.
Just can you say Coggo and Kylie on Triple M? Is that too hard?
No. It could be Coggo and Kylie or... Is on. Hang on. Kylie and Coggo's on. I know double M.
Oh, that'll do. Can you say it? Yes, say it in one hit for us.
Kylie and Coggo on double plus N M.
Whoa!
We'd be great over there. By the time you got that out, the break would be over. We wouldn't be able to play any songs.
It was a while ago, guys.
Thanks, Sal.
On your Sal. Anyway, let's talk about your binoculars.
So
I've been fascinated. Yeah,
I needed a set. So I had a look through Facebook, the market bit, which I think everybody does these days, the buy and sell.
Yeah.
So there was a couple of pairs in there, and I messaged one person. I said, yep, 30 minutes out of town. Can you come and get them? And I said, no, I can't. Matter of fact, you know, I'm 30 minutes away, so no. So we waited till Monday. They said, we'll meet you at, you know, downtown Monday. We'll do the deal. Away we went. It's only 50 bucks or 40 bucks or whatever.
Yeah.
So I get there and the lady's not there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I've text, still couldn't find her. And I went for a walk to the library. Had a bit of a look around and all that.
Yeah.
Come back and there was a lady there, you know, big Ugg boots and, you know, looked like she was pretty hip and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw her walking around looking for someone with binoculars in her hand. And I went over and let's just say she was a little different. She was a bit out there, but that's all right. Anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, just a bit out there. Well, she was a bit like, you know, yeah, well, this kind of.
Oh, okay. Like yeah.
And I said, oh, you know, I just need it for sports.
With a lot of attitude and very Aussie.
Yes, very Aussie.
Because I won't say the word bogan.
And I said, you know, they look like a good set. She said, they're a great set. In fact, my husband bought them for me.
I
went, oh, well, I don't feel so good now. I'm buying them. She said, well, you can have them for $40. And I said, well, that's really cheap. Thanks, because they're good.
Yeah.
Really good. She said, oh, they bring back bad memories. I went, oh no. What have I got into here? She said, yep, but I want to get rid of them. And you look like a good bloke. You take care of them. They were very expensive. I went, oh, okay, well, how come you want to get rid of them? You don't mind me asking.
Yeah, I want to know what they use them for.
She said, my husband bought them for me because I live out in farm and I love my horses and all that. He bought them for me 2 years ago and I went out and started using them and all that stuff. And one night he didn't come home. Anyway, I had checked his phone and all that stuff and there was an address on there. So I took the binoculars and went and perved on him and I caught him cheating.
Oh, no.
And then when she said, you cheating so-and-so, and matter of fact, you were caught by your own binoculars that you bought me.
That's karma. Oh, you've got a dirty pair of binoculars.
So now if you see a bloke and a little yarry with binoculars perving at your joint, it'll be me. No. And she said,
that's too funny.
Yeah, she said, well, bloody sorted him out. I showed him binoculars and said, you bought these for me and they caught you out bloody cheating, you dirty bugger.